Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Zayin, Freilichin Shushan Purim to everybody. We left off on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines into the wide lines on daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So we said Enos Nirin Nidachas. We're still discussing the list in the Mishnah of things that can only be done with the Sanhedrin HaGadol of 71 judges in Yerushalayim. And one of the things we said is that an Nirin Nidachas can only be made by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So, frankly, Gemara Minani Mili, how do we know that that's true? Amar B'chibar Yosef, Amar B'oshia, Da Amar Kra, Votseisa, Esa Isha Hu, O Esa Isha Hahi. And we darshin, what does that mean? Ish v'isha atamotzi l'sharecha v'atamotzi kalir kula l'sharecha. That you can take out an individual to be judged in the Sanhedrin of your city, but you can't take out an entire city to be judged by the Sanhedrin of the city. So when there's something that's nogea, the entire city, like Yerenidachas, it can't be judged by the Sanhedrin of a particular city. It has to be judged by the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Ein osin Yerenidachas pasfar. So we also said that you can't make an Yerenidachas on a border town. My time. Why is that so? Mikirbucha merachman of lomen asfar, because the pasuk says that the Erni Dachas is mikirbucha, which implies that it should come from somewhere in the inland, somewhere inside of Eretz Yisrael, but not on the borders themselves. Velo shalosh, it also says in the Mishnah, you should never have three cities that are all in the Erni Dachas. Tchsiv, because the pasuk says achas. But we do know, and that would imply that you can only have one city that's in Irani Dachas. However, the Mishnah, we're going to soon see, the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to have three, but you can have two. Aval osin achas ushtayim, you're allowed to have one or two cities that are in Irani Dachas. Dichsiv arecha, because it says arecha, arecha implies two cities. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braisa. Achas, achas velo shalosh. Achas means you have to have one city that's in Yerni Dachas. One means you can't have three. So Atomar Achas Vol Shalosh, or Enol Achas Vol Shtayim. Normally one means one and not two. Why do we assume that it means one and not three? Kishu Omer Arecha Re Shtayim Omer. Because once it says Arecha, we already know that you can have two cities that are in Yerni Dachas. Arecha is plural. Hamani Mekayim Achas. What do I do with the word Achas then? Achas v'lo shalosh must be telling me that you can have one Yerni Dachas, but you cannot have three cities that are all in Yerni Dachas. Zimnun amarav bebeiz nechad hu de'ein osin, ho b'shayim u'shosho bat yidinim osin. On certain occasions, Rav would say that you're not allowed to have so many arei hanidachos declared by a single beis din, but if you have multiple batei dinim, so they can declare, each beis din can declare up until two cities that are near hanidachos. Just a single beis din is not allowed to declare three cities to be near hanidachos. What do you mean multiple batei dinim? We're talking about Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim. There is only one Sanhedrin HaGadol. How could you possibly have multiple batei dinim? So Rashi explains. It means kol zman that Sanhedrin is still in session. But if that Sanhedrin dies out, and it's a whole new slew of judges that have been appointed since the last Yerni Dachas was made 100 years ago, so then the new Sanhedrin is allowed to make another Yerni Dachas, or another two Arehani Dachas. V'zimnin amar Rav, and sometimes Rav would say, afil b'shnayim u'shlozo batei dinim li'olam einosin. Sometimes Rav would say, no, that even in two or three different batei dinim, still you can't make, you can't have three cities that are each in Yerni Dachas. You're not allowed to do that, even with totally different batei dinim, totally different dayanim, judging in a new generation, still you're not allowed to have so many cities that are declared in Yerni Dachas. It sounds almost like that in the first day of Rav, that Rav held, it was almost like a din in the Beis Din, that the Beis Din is considered too violent or too strict a Beis Din if they declare so many cities to be an Yerni Dachas, like at the end of the first parak of Makos, where we talk about a Beis Din that's considered to be a violent Beis Din if it kills once every 70 years. It sounds on the first day of Rav that it's not a din in Eretz Yisrael or in having so many cities. It's not a din in how many cities you have. It's a din in the Beis Din, that the Beis Din shouldn't be doing it. And on the second day of Rav, that no matter how many batei din it is, sounds like a din in Eretz Yisrael. As the Gemara says, my time is Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Meaning, for this second possibility of Rav, that no matter how many batei din, if you could have every 500 years, they make another year in Nidachas, but you can't, still can't have ever reached the number of three, Mishum Karcha, because you don't want Eretz Yisrael to have bald spots on it. You can have spots in Eretz Yisrael where nobody's going to be living. Reish Lakish Loshanu El B'makom Echad, Al B'Shnayim U'Shloshim Mekamos Osin. Reish Lakish says, you can't have in the same general region of Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to have three cities that are near Nidachas, but in two or three different regions of Eretz Yisrael. So then you could have, in each region, you could have up until the din that you can't have three cities in Eretz Yisrael that are near Nidachas is three cities in a single region that are near Nidachas. But you could have two cities in each region, in Yehuda, two cities in Galil, right, in each region that are near, that are in Ir HaNidachas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Einos Mishum Karcha. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even in different cities, even in different regions, you're not allowed to have three cities that are in Ir HaNidachas. Tanya Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, Einos in Shalosh Ayaros Menudachos Beretz Yisrael, Avlos Nosam Shtayim. You can't make three Arei HaNidachas in Eretz Yisrael, but you can make two. Kigon Achas B'Yuda V'Achas B'Galil, one in Yehuda, one in Galil. But what do you see? That one in each is okay. Avol Shtayim B'Yehuda, Shtayim B'Galil, Einos in. You can't have two in Yehuda and two in Galil, even though in each region it's only two. And when you're close to the border, any city that's close to the border, even in a single city, cannot be made an Ir HaNidachas. A border town can never become an Ir HaNidachas. My time, oh, why? Shema Yishmu Unachrim. We're afraid that the Goyim will hear about it. They'll hear that we've destroyed our own border city, and they're going to come and then destroy Eretz Yisrael. So we gave a reason why a border city can't be an Ir HaNidachas. Frak the Gemara, what do we need a fancy reason for? V'tepikli d'mikir b'cha, merachman of lomen asfar. We already quoted a drasha from Pasuk. Pasuk says mikir b'cha. So you see that an Ir HaNidachas has to be from somewhere in the inland of Eretz Yisrael, can't be from the border of Eretz Yisrael. So answers the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon, who the Darish Taima Dekra. That no, we're assuming like Rabbi Shimon, who's Darish Taima Dekra. Meaning Rabbi Shimon, who says that, yes, it's nice that the Pasuk, we have a drasha from Pasuk to tell me that you can't have an Ir HaNidachas on the border. But aside, what's the reason that the Pasuk tells it to me? The Pasuk tells me I'm not allowed to have an Ir HaNidachas on the border because we're afraid of the destruction of Eretz Yisrael. So if there's ever a reason to assume that we don't have to be afraid of the destruction of Eretz Yisrael, then you can have an Ir HaNidachas on the border. That's Rabbi Shimon. He's Darish Taima Dekra. He says we're allowed to figure out the reasons the Torah says something, and when the reason doesn't apply, the din won't apply. That's the unique shita of Rabbi Shimon. It's interesting because the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Halacha Dalet, writes that we don't make an Ir HaNidachas on the border. And the Rambam says, why not? Because we're afraid. We don't want the Goyim to come in and destroy Eretz Yisrael. So the Kesef Mishnah on the spot says, wait a second. That reason, the Gemara concludes, is only L'shitas Rabbi Shimon, who's Darish Taima Dekra. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon. We paskin that we're not allowed to be Darish Taima Dekra. So why would the Rambam mention that reason? So he says, well, at the end of the day, there's no nafkamina anyway, because there's never going to be a case where there's going to be a border town that if you make it an Ir HaNidachas, that there's no concern that it's going to lead to the Churban of Eretz Yisrael. Whenever you make a border town an Ir HaNidachas, it's always going to lead to the Churban of Eretz Yisrael. So there's no nafkamina in being Darish Taima Dekra here anyway. So when there's no nafkamina, the Rambam is going to be Modi. You might as well say the reason. That's how the Kesef Mishnah understands. But the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav Samach Dalet says, sure, there are nafkaminas, whether you're Darish Taima Dekra or not over here. He says, I'll give you two nafkaminas. What if you have a city that's on the border that most of its inhabitants violate Avodah Zarah? What do you do to those people? Do you do any sort of din with them? If you're going to say that it's a Gzeiros HaKasuv, that the Torah says the Chachma Elyona was Gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gozer for whatever reason, we don't know why, that there's no such thing as Ir HaNidachas on the border, so then maybe it's a Gzeiros HaKasuv that there's no din whatsoever. That there's no din whatsoever that you do with them. They violate Avodah Zarah. We don't do anything with them. They're not chayiv anything. But if you're going to say that be'emes, there really is a chiyuv to be machr of the city, it's just that we can't do it because of a chashash of churban hayaros asmuchos, and it's going to be a problem in the sense that Eretz Yisrael is going to be destroyed. So that would then have a din of an Irni Dachas. What happens? What if the Irni Dachas has their own police force and they're very strong and we try to destroy them, but they're not going down without a fight, and there's resistance. And so, and that's why you can't do din. So what do? You take each and every Madiach as an individual and you dan him b'skila. So if it was just a practical matter that we don't want the city to be destroyed, so good, we won't destroy the city. We won't bring all the stuff out into the middle of the city and light it on fire, as we're going to see. That's what you do with an Irni Dachas. So we won't destroy the city. We'll treat it like a city that was supposed to be an Irni Dachas, where everyone rebelled and fought back, and there was resistance. So what do? You treat them as individuals, and you dine each individual that's over Avodah Zarah in a Beis Din with skill or whatever, to the extent possible. So that's a major nafkamina, whether there's any sort of din on the people. Another nafkamina, Minchas Chinuch says, what if you have a guy who murdered somebody, and 10 years later, someone comes to Bezin, two of them come to Bezin, they say, we saw Reuven murdered Shimon. No one knew who had murdered Shimon. They solved the mystery. 10 years later, they solved the mystery for us. Two Edim, they pass all the drishos v'chakiros. So nu, is Reuven guilty? Absolutely. 10 years later, there's no statute of limitations on something like that. They can come to Bezin much later, and absolutely will believe them. What if you had an Irni Dachas, and there was no Edus, there wasn't the proper Edus to say that it was an Irni Dachas, and it was on the border, and then Eretz Yisrael expanded in the interim. Eretz Yisrael, they went and they were Kovish Mora Yaros, like we saw in yesterday's Daf. David HaMelech said, go and take more cities and fight, and they expanded Eretz Yisrael. So at the time that it was an Irni Dachas, it was a border town, but now by the time the Edom come, it's no longer a border town. If you hold this Gzeres HaKasuv of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, if it was a border town, it doesn't have a din Irni Dachas, and that's it. So at the time that they did that Veira, they couldn't have a din of an Irni Dachas. But if you hold that you were interested in the time of the crowd, that we're interested in the reasoning, and knew what's the reasoning? The reasoning is that we're afraid that Eretz Yisrael is going to be destroyed because our enemies are going to see these big empty areas on the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael. Well, there's no reason to be concerned about that when by the time we destroy it, it's no longer a border town. So those are some real nafkaminos. So it's hard to say, like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam just said, like Rabbi Shimon, because anyway, there's no nafkamina to say like Rabbi Shimon. No, these are legitimate nafkaminas, it seems, to say like Rabbi Shimon. Margolius Yam has a whole discussion whether, in fact, the Rambam doesn't pass like Rabbi Shimon. It could be we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, that Tashin in time in the Quran. He tries to bring rayas that the Rambam, in fact, paskins like Rabbi Shimon, that we are Dorish time in the Quran. Okay, says the Gemara, in fact, we are now 2 lines from the bottom on Tezainam base. Sanhedrin Gedolah. So we said there was a machlokas in the Mishnah. How many judges you need in Sanhedrin Gedolah? Do you need 70 judges or 71 judges? So it says in my time at Rabbanan, what's the reason that the Rabbanan say you need 71? Da Amri Umosh al Gabeyan Amarkra Visyatzvu Sham Imcha Visyatzvu Sham Imach, that they should stand there with you. Imach v'at padayu, meaning with you, but you too are a member of the Sanhedrin. That Moshe Rabbeinu was one of the members of the Sanhedrin. So he says, gather me 70 men, 70 plus myself, that's 71. Rabbi Yehuda, imach mishum shchina. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Imach tells me where they should be standing, that they should be standing outside of the Ol Moed and not go into the Ol Moed because the presence of the Shekhinah will be too overwhelming in the Ol Moed. That's what it means, Imach. It's location. It's not about Moshe Rabbeinu being a member of the Sanhedrin. Rashi gives a different pshat, that Imach means that they should have Moshe with them in order to have a sense of Ashras HaShechina, in order to be able to be near the Shechina, which they want to be. They want a sense of Ashras HaShechina when they're judging. They should hang out with somebody who has the Shechina around them a lot, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbanon Amar Kra V'nasu Itcha B'masa Am Itcha Vat Badai. The Rabbanon will say, okay, so don't take it from Imach, take it from a different Pasuk. Pasuk says, V'nasu Itcha B'masa Ha'am. They will bear with you the burden of the nation. And we darshan, with you, meaning, and you are one of them. You are one of the members of the Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda would respond, no, itcha bedomimach. Itcha means that the members of the Sanhedrin have to share many of your qualities. They have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in many ways. In what kinds of ways? They have to be Nevi'im like Moshe Rabbeinu? That can't be. You'll never find the Lo Kam Yisrael Kamosha Od. So what does it mean, bedomimach? So Rashi explains, miyuchasin, umenukin mimum, certain basic things. They have to have yichus, they can't have any basic, any major mum, Fine, that's what it has to be. They have to be dom and lach, but not that Moshe Rabbeinu was a member of the Sanhedrin. And the Rabbanon will say, no, you know how I know that members of the Sanhedrin have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu? From the fact that it says, v'hakel me'alecha v'nasu itcha, that itcha teaches me that they have to be similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. Aye, that pasuk is said by Sanhedrin Ketana, not by the Sanhedrin Gedola. Well, then it's obvious. If even in the Sanhedrin Ketana, you need the members of the Sanhedrin Ketana to be like Moshe Rabbeinu, in clear of any mum and miuchasin, etc. So the Sanhedrin Gedola Avada has to be like that, that they have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in that regard. Tan Rabbanon, v'yisharu shnei anashim b'machane. Two men remain behind in the machane. This is a discussion of Eldad u'Meidad. So yesham b'kalpi nishtairu. Some say they were left over in the box. We're going to explain soon what that means. But there are three deos of what it means that these two were left behind. Actually, the three deos about what they were misnave. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu a very difficult number to choose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, pick 70 people from the Ziknei Yisrael. So he said, what am I supposed to do? Ever shishim yikol shevet v'shevet? Should I take 6 from each shevet? What's going to be the problem? 6 times 12 is not 70. 6 times 12 is 72. So what am I going to do? Nimsu shnayim yiserim. I'm going to have 2 extras. Ever chamisha chamishim yikol shevet v'shevet? So what? Should I take 5 from each shevet? Nimsu asar chaserim. Then I'm going to be missing 10 people. 5 times 12 is only 60. Ever shisha mishavet zeh v'chamisha mishavet zeh. So what, you'll tell me that I should take 6 people from 10 of the shvatim and 5 people from 2 of the shvatim? Hareini matil kina bin ha-shvatim. Then the shvatim are going to be jealous of each other. That's not going to be good. So ma'asa, what did he do? Bira shisha shisha. He actually picked 6 people that he thought he'd be comfortable with serving on the Sanhedrin from each shevet. Vehevi shivim u'shnayim pitkin, and he brought 72 pieces of paper. Al shivim kasav zakein u'shnayim miniyach chalak. On 70 of them, he wrote the word zakein. On 2 of them, he left it chalak. It might have been easier to write on 2 of them eino zakein, and the rest leave chalak, right? And the ones that say eino zakein would be the ones. But apparently he wanted to do it in a positive way. He wanted it not in a negative way. That blank was blank. But the ones zaken, he wanted to be a positive minui. That was the minui of dayanim. So Bilam v'nasim b'kalpi, he mixed them all together and put them in a box. Amalam bo tzlupit kechem. So he told all 72 people, each one of you take out 1 piece of paper. Kol mi shalo biyado zaken, amar kvar kitchcha shemayim. Anyone who zaken came out on, so he said, okay, you win. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that you're supposed to be one of the 70. Mishal biyado chalak, amar amakom lo chavetz bach. And someone who had an empty piece of paper come up said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in you. Ani ma'a salach, what do you want me to do if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want? Kayotzi b'davrata omer v'lakachta, and a very similar system he used when he had another problem. There was a time where the Kedusha was transferred from the firstborns to the Levim. Now the problem was, there were more firstborns than there were Levim. So the number was off a little bit. It was very close, but they were off by a little bit. So those firstborns that did not have the ability to just transfer their kedusha onto the Levim needed a pidyon. They needed to do a pidyon with money. So how are they going to decide which firstborns to say, yeah, you're okay, a Levi took your kedusha, and you don't need a pidyon with money, and which ones to say you need an actual pidyon? So v'lakachta chameshas chameshas shkalim l'kul goldas, amr Moshe, ketzer esel en Yisrael. What am I supposed to do, Moshe said. Im amr lo tein li pidyon chavitzei, yom li kvar padani ben Levi. If I were to tell a bechor, give me your pidyon, so he's going to say, no, I was already niftan a ben Levi. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Hevi esrum shnayim alafim pitkin. He brought 22,000 pieces of paper, v'kasvalei ben Levi. And on 22,000 of them, it said ben Levi, because there were 22,000 Levim, so it's for 22,000 Bechorim he was covered. V'al shlosha v'shivim umasayim kasvalein chamisha shkalim. But there were 273 extra Bechoros. 273 firstborns, more than there were, meaning there were 22,273 firstborns, and 22,000 Levim. So he brought an additional 273 pieces of paper, and he wrote Chamisha Shkalim on those pieces of paper. Balam v'nasim b'kalpi. He took all 22,273 pieces of paper, mixed them together in a box. Must have been a very big box. Amar lahen, and he told each of the 22,273 people, b'chorim, t'lu pit, take your piece of paper. Mishal abiyado ben Levi, amar lo kvar pitacha ben Levi. Anyone who got ben Levi on his piece of paper, so Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say, you've already been nifted by a ben Levi. Mishal abiyado chamisha shkalim, amar lo tein pidyon chavitzei. Anyone who chamisha shkalim came up on his piece of paper, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, so now you have to pay the money in order to have a pidyon. Rabbi Shimon omer b'machne nishtayin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, what does it mean that there were two people that were left? It doesn't mean left in the box, like we just said, that they were the two names left in the box and therefore were not appointed to serve on the Sanhedrin. No, they were left in the machane, meaning same story, same basic story. Moshe Rabbeinu had this struggle. He didn't know what to do. He needed to pick 70 people, and how could he leave two out? How could he not pick six from each shevet? So he picked 72 people, but Bishar Shem Lakosh Baruch Moshe Asli Shiv Mish Amru Eldad Amedad Ein Anrui Losa Gedula. The problem took care of itself. Eldad Amedad said, you know what, we don't deserve this. And they didn't go. They were chosen, they didn't go. So Moshe Rabbeinu didn't even have to do the whole raffle, because 70 people went to take their srara, their place on the Sanhedrin. Eldad Amedad had such a nivus that they didn't go. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ho, Miat Tematzvichem, Hareini Mosef Gdula Al Gdulaschem. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, there's a Mishnah in Avos. Someone who's Bareach Min HaKavod, so Kavod chases after him. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, since you remind yourself to such an extent, you acted so humbly by not going and taking the position of the Sanhedrin, I'm going to be Mosef Gdula Al Gdulaschem. You're going to be even greater. Uma Gdula Hosef Lem, what sort of Gdula did he add? Shanavim Kulanis Nabu Pasku, every other Navi had a nevuah and then stopped eventually. Vehim nisnavu v'lo pasku, and their nevuah just went and went. Uman nevuah nisnavu, what nevuah did they have? We have three opinions. Amru, opinion number one is that they said Moshe meis Yeshua machnas es Yisrael la'aretz. They were misnave that Moshe Rabbeinu would die and Yeshua would lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Abachal nomer mshum Rav Lazar aliske slav hein misnavin alislav alislav. The second opinion is that they were misnavi on something right before the Slav came. They said, oh, Slav is coming, and then the Slav came. So something much more immediate. Rav Nachman says, no, something much more distant. Aliske Gogu Magog hayu misnavin. They were misnavi about Gogu Magog, the ultimate war that's going to be fought. Be'achrus hayamim. Shnemar komar shevel kim ha'atahu asher dibati b'yam kanmonim b'yad avdi neviye Yisrael ha'neviyim b'yam mehem shanim lahav yoscha aleihem. And we dash an altar krishanim el shnayim. That it was two Nevi'im who were misnabe about Gog and Magog. Where do we ever have two Nevi'im? Ezra and Shnaim Nevi'im Shasnab and Parakech and Nevu'ah Achas. Where do we ever have two Nevi'im being misnabe the same thing at the same time? Only once. Havi Omer Eldad Umedad. It had to be Eldad Umedad. So you see that Eldad Umedad were misnabe about Gog and Magog. Some mark, Kolomim Kulim Misnavu Pasku. We just said that all other Nevi'im were misnabe and they were posek. Vehein Misnavu Velo Pasku. And they were misnavi, but didn't stop. Minolim de Pascu, where do we find the other Nevi'im were misnavi and they stopped? Ilemim dechseve snavu v'lo yasvu el meata kol gadol v'lo yasaf hachanem de la osifu. If you want to tell me, because it says they were misnavi v'lo yasvu, and you want to say v'lo yasvu means that it didn't add on to their nevuah, that the nevuah stopped, it was very finite. Well, if that's the case, when it describes the kol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's kol gadol v'lo yasaf. V'lo yasaf means that it doesn't have any addition to it? No, el dela pasuku means it was infinite. So rather, how do we know that the other members of the Sanhedrin were misnave, but their nevuah stopped? Where do we see that from? El hachksiv isnavu hasam ksiv misnavim adayin misnavim vaholchin. That when everybody else says veisnavu, by Eldad Umedad, they're misnavim in the present tense, meaning no matter when you're speaking, they're continuing to be misnave. Bishal mandiyam Moshe meis hanudiksav adoni Moshe klaim el mandiyam rhanach tati my adoni Moshe klaim. So now we're analyzing. We have three possibilities of what exactly they were misnave about. So if they were misnave, then Moshe would die. So I understood that why Yehoshua was upset by that. Yehoshua said, Moshe Rabbeinu, wipe them out. But if they were being misnavi about the Slav or about Gog and Magog, why would that warrant Yehoshua asking Moshe Rabbeinu to wipe them out? Just like it's usher for a Talmud to be Mora Alecha B'fnei Rabbo, it's usher for a Navi Talmud to engage in Nevuah in front of his Rebbe. So they shouldn't have been doing that. Bishon on Mandy Amar Hanach Tarti Yainu Dixiv Mi Yitain El Mandy Amar Moshe Meis Menach Avinichalei. And Moshe's reaction was, okay, halavai, every member of Klal Yisrael should be a Navi. What, I'm going to get upset that they're misnavei? So frankly, Gemara, that makes a lot of sense if their Navuah was about anything other than Moshe Rabbeinu dying, if it was about the Slav or Gog and Magog. But if it's about Moshe Rabbeinu's death, Moshe Rabbeinu was totally okay with that. Mi yitein, yeah, halavai, everyone should be misnavei that I'm going to die and not get into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu very much wanted to get into Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean, mi yitein? Answer Gemara, lo simo kame. Yeshua didn't get a chance to finish telling him the story. He never finished the story. He just told him, Eldad Amed, that are being misnavei. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah, halavai, let everyone be misnavei. Yeshua never got to say, and they're being misnavei about your demise. That he didn't say. Had he heard that, maybe he wouldn't have been so eager. So my kla'aim, what does kla'aim mean? What does it mean that Yeshua told Moshe Rabbeinu to wipe them out? What, he wanted them to murder them? He says, no, give them communal posts. Let them work for the tzibur. Put them on the board of the shul. And that will wipe them out. They'll be wiped out themselves just by giving them some communal responsibilities. What does it mean they'll be wiped out? So it says Tosos, it means they're not going to have any nevuah anymore. Because the Shechina Shura El Mitoch Simcha, and they're not going to have a sense of simcha if they're always being bothered, and every time someone has a complaint, they're going to come to them to complain about this thing, that thing. It's not going to be fun. They're not going to have a sense of simcha. Mill will be wiped out. Minayin lahavi od shlosha. So the Mishnah went on to say, okay, so how do we know Sanhedrin has 23 judges, right? Sanhedrin Katana has 23 judges. So we said, v'shaftu eda v'tzilu eda. Eda is 10, so 10 plus 10 is 20. How do you know that we have to have another three? So the Mishnah said, because you have to be able to have a two-person majority even when you have 10 people voting lizchus. And the only way to have a two-person majority, even when you have 10 people voting lizchus, is if you have at least 22. But you can't have 22 because that's an even number, so you have 23. Right? That's how we know that you have 23 judges. Problem is, though, you're still never going to have a two-person majority, l'chova. Because, why not? Because if you have 11 people voting l'zchus and 12 people voting l'chova, it's only a one-person majority. And if you have 10 people voting l'zchus, 13 people voting l'chova, so then you have a three-person majority. You still, with an odd number, you're never going to have a two-person majority, says the Gemara. So answers the Gemara, Amar Abiyavo, Iyata Motzi Ela B'mosifin, V'divrei HaKol, U'b'Sanhedrin HaGadol, V'Ali B'Rabbi Yehuda Damar Shivim. There is two ways that you can have a two-person majority. Either in a situation where you're Mosif extra Dayanim. When are we ever Mosif extra Dayanim? If one of the Dayanim says, Eini Yodeya. So you started with 23. You had an 11 to 11 to 1 abstention. That was the vote. And then you add two more Dayanim. So when you add two more Dayanim, those two might vote L'chova. Then you're going to have a 13 to 11 vote. That's a two-person majority. The one person who spoke previously, who said Eini Yodea, who refused to speak previously, doesn't count. That's one way to have a two-person majority. The other way to have a two-person majority, L'chova, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Sanhedrin HaGadol had 70 people. Sanhedrin HaGadol had an even number of judges. So 36 to 34 vote. And there you have it. That's a two-person majority. Rabbi Avo says, if you're Mosif Dayanim, you're literally making an even number of Dayanim on a Beis Din. Because you had an 11 to 11 vote with one abstention. And so what do you really have? You have 22 effective Dayanim. And how many are you adding? Two more. So we're l'chadchila going with a number that we know is an even number. So says Gemara Pshita, obviously, that's the din. So says Gemara, no, ma'u detema haide kamar ein yodea, kamandi isei dami va'i amr milsa shamin alei, kamash ma'u detema haide kamar ein yodea, kamandi leisei dami va'amr taima lo shamin alei. No, I might have thought that the guy who says ein yodea, that if he wants to speak up again tomorrow and still be counted and have a vote, that he can be counted. Kamash ma'u detema, no, once you say ein yodea, you're out. You're not going to count anymore. For a vote. If you say Eini Yodea, then you're out of the Beis Din, and therefore the Beis Din is going to effectively turn into a Beis Din Shakl. It's going to turn into an even number of Dayanim on the Beis Din from here on in, because this person is out of the Beis Din. It's a question whether this applies by Dine Mamanus as well, by Dine Mamanus Bishlosha. Let's say if one guy votes Chayiv, one guy votes Zakai, one guy stays out, and you add two more Dayanim. Can the guy who stayed out still say anything, or once he's out, he's out? Or is this only a din in Din and Fashos? The Rambam The Rambam writes that if one says any other, we add Shnei Dayanim, and it will therefore turn out that you have Chamisha Nosim V'Nosnim B'davar, that you have five people that are then discussing the matter. Then you can have a 3-2 vote. And the Rambam says, no, you can't. Once one guy says any other, he's out. So when you add two more, you only have four people to vote. You can't have a 3-2 vote. So it seems that that's the machlokas. The Rambam and the Ravid are arguing whether this is a din in dinei mamonos also, that once a guy says any other, he's out for good. Amar Rav Kahana, Sanhedrin shorov kulon l'chova potrinoso. A Sanhedrin that votes unanimously l'chova, we patr the guy. So pashup shada means we let the guy off the hook. Says that, and there's a famous halacha, right? We let the guy off hook, 23-0 vote l'chova, and we let the guy go scot-free. Says the Tosfos HaRosh in the name of Rabbeinu Meir. No, you know what potrinoso means? It means we kill him immediately. Potrinoso miyad means just get rid of him fast, because this guy is really guilty. The Gemara in Shavua says, in Daf Lamites, a guy says, Omer eini nishba potrinoso miyad. If someone says, I'm not going to swear, we're potrinoso miyad. Says Rashi, mechayvinoso miyad l'shalim. Potrinoso miyad means get rid of him quickly, meaning make him pay right away. Potrin can sometimes mean mechayev, to be mechayev the guy. It just means that we relieve ourselves of having to deal with this guy. The Margolius Yam quotes a tshuva from the Rashbates, who says that it's so difficult to understand. What does it mean if a Sanhedrin Gadol is a unanimous vote to lechova, that you let the guy off the hook? So he says, no, it can't just be that we'd let the guy off the hook when they actually voted. So the problem is if they're poseach, if it's paschu kulam l'chova, then potrinoso miyad. It's not, he has a different gear, so not ra'u kulam l'chova, but paschu kulam l'chova. First word out of their mouth is eschayiv. So then you see that they're biased. But if they actually analyze the case and they think about it, and then after analyzing they vote, and it's a 23-0 vote, so the guy must be guilty, then he's taka going to be chayiv, says the Rashbates. But all that is against the pashup pshat of the Gemara. Pashup pshat of the Gemara is 23-0 vote, we let him off the hook, because the pashas is the reason is that any vote that does not have a dissenting opinion, so your vote doesn't count if you never had to stand up to any sort of scrutiny, because there's no dissenting opinion that you had to figure out. That's what we said, the machlokas by the smicha between the Maribe Rav and Maralbach, is that the Rabbanim Yerushalayim were never counted. So the Rabbanim Yerushalayim said, yes, we know the Rabbanit Tzfat are greater in Chachma and Minyan than the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim, but you don't follow the Rabbim unless the Rabbim heard a Miut. They heard the Miut opinion also. If they haven't heard a dissenting opinion, their own opinion is invalid. An opinion is only strong if it's been able to be tested by someone who disagrees. My taima, given to Gemiri Alamas Din, Lemeva Lezuchusa, Vani Sulo Chazulei. So why is it that Potrinoso Miyad, since we know that we don't kill him right away on that day of the Din Torah, because we want to wait and see if there's someone that's going to be able to be Melamed Zchus, well, we know a Bezin that all voted unanimously is never going to be Melamed Zchus, so we're never going to be able to fulfill the Din of Halanas Din. And if we're not going to be able to fulfill the Din of Halanas Din, we can't kill the guy. And the Tosa Rush would say, what's this saying? No, it's telling us why we kill him right away. It's saying because the whole idea of Halanas Din is just to find his chus. So the Gemara is saying, no, you might as well kill him right away. You're never going to find his chus anyway. You can only be mamon in the Sanhedrin people who have these tremendous qualities. They're high of stature. They're wise. They're good looking. They're zakenim, and they're experts in kishuv. Says Rashi, they have to know how to do kishuv. Says the Rambam, no, they have to know how to be able to weed out someone who really does kishuv from a faker, from someone who, meaning someone who really violates averus of kishuv, to someone who just does a little magic trick on the side or something. I mean, they have to know what the derech of kishuv really is. They have to be able to see someone who acts in a certain way and say, that person is probably mechashev. They have to be able to know. They have to be able to know the hanhagos of the people. It's probably Rashi and Rambam l'shitaso in general. Rashi is much more into the mystical, supernatural stuff. The Rambam doesn't believe any of it. He doesn't believe in Shadim, he doesn't believe Kishuv, he doesn't believe that any of this stuff exists. He says anyone who believes that stuff is a chaser deo pesi. You're a fool if you buy into all that stuff, the Rambam holds. And Rashi and many other Rishonim were much more into this kind of thing. So Rashi says, yeah, there's something called Kishuv, it's a chachma, and you could do some sort of magic, and the Beis Nes know how to do it. They're not allowed to do it, the Chayv Misa, they do it, but they have to know how to do it. And the Rambam holds, what do you mean know how to do it? There's nothing to do, they just have to know what these these fools do, what these people who pretend to be these charlatans, what they do. V'yodim ba'ayin lashon, and they have to speak 70 languages. Shlotei Sanhedrin shamas m'piyam etorgaman, because the Sanhedrin can't hear anything through a translator. They have to hear it directly. Amar v'idom rav, ein moshim b'Sanhedrin el mishio de'el etaris asheret min ha-Torah. Someone can only be a member of the Sanhedrin if they know how to be metaris sheretz min ha-Torah. Tosa asks, come on. The Torah says sheretz is tame. What do you need chachma shel hevel? You need them to have chachma? That's totally a waste of time. Okay, a good catch. The Rishonim work on it. Amar Rav. Rav says ani odun v'ataharenu. Rav says I have a great idea. I know how to be mitar sheretz with a kal v'chomer. Uman nachash shemeibis umar betuma tahar. If a nachash can kill somebody and therefore cause tumas meis to happen by killing a person, and still the nachash is going to be tahar, sheretz sheinu meibis umar betuma inodin shetei tahar. So a sheretz who can't kill, a sheretz is harmless. It's just annoying, but a mouse doesn't kill anybody, and so it can't kill. So it's not mar betuma in the world. So all the more so, it itself should be tahar. That's my kal v'chomer to say that a sheretz is tahar. Says Gemara Velohi, Midadava, Kotz Bialma. A thorn also can kill somebody, right? Meaning there are things that that can kill somebody that themselves are tahar. So don't look at what it can do to somebody else to determine its own tumah status. Amar Vidom Rav, Kol Ir Shem Yashnaim Ladabar Ve'ech L'Shma Ein Moshivim Basanhedri. Any city that doesn't have two people to speak and one person to hear, you cannot have a Sanhedrin in that city. What in the world does that mean? So Rashi says it means two people who speak every language and at least one person one additional person who understands every language. Such a city, if you don't have at least that, you can't have a Sanhedrin in that city. Frek the Ran on Rashi, what do you mean? If you have a Sanhedrin Shel Chav Gimel, all of them need to speak every language. They all need to, none of them are allowed to hear Eidos Mipi HaTorgaman, HaMetorgaman. They all have to hear the Eidos. So what do you mean they need only two or three people? They need everybody to be on that level. So says the Ran, no, it means that in addition to the members of the Sanhedrin, you need two or three other people in that city who are great poskim, who can paskin on any shaila that comes up. Because when the Sanhedrin is in session and someone has a shaila, you need them to have an address to go to. So that's what it means. Anyway, with Beitar of Shlosha, Beitar had three people, B'Yavna Arba, Yavna had four people. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon HaTimni. Those were the four people. Dan Lufnei and Bakarka, and Shimon HaTimni was not a rabbi. He didn't have smicha, but he knew all the languages, and he sat on the karka in front of them. But wait a second, it says that if you have three people on such a Sanhedrin, so then it's considered wise. Four people, the city is, there's no greater than that. So it doesn't that imply that you need a minimum of three, not a minimum of two? So it says, well, no, who the Amar Kiyatana, Detanya, Shnei Chacham, Shlish, Sein Lamalei Mena. The Shita that we quoted earlier holds like a different price, that says you only need a minimum of two. Lameidu Lefnei Chacham, now the Gemara is just going to go through a list of whenever you have certain phrases in the Gemara that relate to certain people, it's going to identify who those people are. Lameidu Lefnei Chachamim, whenever it says Lameidu Lefnei Chachamim, it means Levi learning Mei Rebbe, from Rebbe. Dan Lefnei Chachamim, it means Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zama, V'chanana Mitzvi, V'chananya ben Chachinai. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masi Chamisha. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, no, it's actually five people that it's referring to when it says Dan in Lefnei Chachamim, and they are Shimon, V'Shimon, Chanan, V'Chananya. The three Shimons, Chanan and Chananya. Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel, Rav and Shmuel. Rabbi Seinu Shebaret Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. I'm not going to translate this because it's, it translates itself. Dayane Gola is Karna. Dayane Deretz Yisrael, Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi. Dayane de Pumbedisa, Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. Dayane de Narda, Rav Adi Bar Menyumi. This is a good daf to remember. It's good to remember Yud Zayin on Beis, to look up whenever you have someone quoted to see who it is. Sabi de Sura, Rav Huna v'Rav Chista. Sabi de Pumbedisa, Rav Yehuda v'Ravina. Charifi de Pumbedisa, Ayafa v'Avimi b'nei Rachva. Amoroi de Pumbedisa, Rabba v'Rav Yosef. Amurai din Ardai, Rabbi Rav Chama. Nahar Beloi Masnu, Rami Bar Barebi. Amri Be Rav, who's Amri Be Rav? Rav Huna. I frak the Gemara, Amri Be Rav can't be Rav Huna, because Vam Rav Huna Amri Be Rav. Rav Huna once quoted the Amri Be Rav. So Ella Rav Hamnuna, the Amri Be Rav must be Rav Hamnuna. Amri b'mar Rava, Rabbi Yirmiya. Amri b'mar Rava is Rabbi Yirmiya. Shalch mitam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. But we had a message from there that said that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina is really the Amri b'mar Rava. So machu Allah b'mar Rava, machu Allah b'mar Rava is Rabbi Lazar. I frak the mar of a shalch mitam le diver Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, but we had a shalch mitam le diver Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So answers the Gemara, ela epoch shalch mitam Rabbi Lazar, shalch mitam must be Rabbi Lazar. Machwa labim harava is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, and machwa labim harava is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. So now we've identified all the different people. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up the parak and start the second parak of Nesachas Sanhedrin.